Thank you for coming to attend this very special gathering to show our honor and appreciation for a special, wonderful devotee. We have heard so beautifully from those who have known and loved her for many years of what type of a person she is. Mrs. Dalal was a woman of integrity, a quality that is very difficult to find in this age of Kali Yuga. In her duties to her home and to her family, she was a selfless servant, never expecting what would come to her, but willing to accept all sorts of inconveniences and pain to give for the benefit of her family. And by Lord Krishna's very special arrangement, through the way she brought up her children, their hearts were so perfectly receptive to receive the supreme mercy of the Lord. Dwarkadish Prabhu and Sri Dhamma Prabhu are not ordinary devotees. They're sold out to the service of Sri Sri Radha and Gopinath. And whoever comes in contact with them becomes inspired to love Krishna. Practically immediately when they came in contact with Srila Prabhupada's mercy, they received it wholeheartedly. The hearts that receive those seeds of bhakti were tended like a very special garden and fertilized by the service of their mother and father. This is the nature of spiritual life. When we give, we receive. She gave so much of the affection and service to her children as she knew how, and in return they gave her the means by which that could all be directed to Krishna for the eternal welfare of her life. And both Mr. and Mrs. Dalal accepted that gift from their children. We hear and read about Daivi Varnashram Dharma. Even in the Hare Krishna movement, it is one of the favorite topics to discuss. But to see it in practice is very rare. What does it mean to be a grihastha in the principles of Daivi Varnashram Dharma? It means to be very responsible in one's duties to family, to be responsible to duties in society, to be responsible in one's occupational duties. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very much approved of this principle. When one devotee, Gopinath Patanayaka, was not paying the proper amount that was meant for the king, Lord Chaitanya was like fire against him. Dwarkadish, Shidama, as well as their noble wives, Vishakha, Priya, and Kishori Matajis. I have seen in them over the years, and especially the last few months, the true integration between social family responsibilities and selfless devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How they cared for their father when he was grieving all the crises that were coming upon him one after another. How they did everything within their power to serve their mother. But everything they did was so wonderfully Krishna-ized. They gave her hospitalization. They gave her affection. They gave them both emotional support. But it was always centered around Krishna. And when she was suffering, they were sometimes hours and hours and hours a day just praying, reading, and chanting for her spiritual benefit. They performed their social duties perfectly Krishna conscious. They performed their family duties with the sole objection that their mother and father received the best quality mercy of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath that they could possibly receive. This type of example is what the world needs to see. A very, very mature balance of one's obligations in the world integrated with devotion to the Lord. As it was said by Madhavananda Prabhu, good fruits can only come from good trees. Mr. and Mrs. Dalal are very, very glorious trees on which four glorious fruits have grown to bring the nectar of Krishna consciousness to the world. We are very grateful to her. Very gracious person. I remember in the 1980s when we would go on yatras, it was a very wonderful surprise to me that the mother of one of our devotees or two of our devotees was coming on yatras with us. Now it's become quite common. In America, it never happens. I was just coming from America. It was amazingly surprising and pleasing to my heart. It was the first yatra she came to, Jagannath Puri. We were dancing through the streets of Puri. And there she was, trying to dance with the devotees. And she was listening to the lectures. She was participating as if she was one of the devotees. Because in fact she was one of the devotees. But I was thinking, what a wonderful person. As a mother, she became so influenced by the special gift that her children was giving that she was wholeheartedly participating in receiving Krishna consciousness. According to our scriptures, the greatest thing you can do for your parents, for your society, for your friends, is to surrender to Krishna. In this case, and in so many cases, the parents, not due to evilness, but due to misunderstanding, they were very much worried and against. What are you doing? This is against our society. We have heard so many things. But because these devotees were firm and convinced that it is good, Krishna reciprocates. And Krishna, from within her heart and within her husband's heart, opened up the gates by which they could receive Krishna consciousness as well. And after that yatra, she came to so many yatras. And I can only remember her in the light by which she revealed herself to me. Always very gracious, always eager to serve and to help, always very positive to offer respect with very sincere humility. Her departure from this world is a great message to all of us, of what Srila Prabhupada gave his life to teach us. To Mr. Dalal, I am very much appreciating his kind and gentle nature, his understanding heart, and we pray that Krishna blesses you with a mercy that will bring the greatest fulfillment in your life. So let us pray that the departed soul of Mrs. Dalal may find the great joy of shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath and their eternal associates. Thank you very much.